This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadka with the news out of stories. First, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli congratulates a medical team involved in the successful treatment of COVID-19 patients. Two coronavirus-infected women returned home today after complete recovery. 12 corona-infected persons found in Udaipur receiving treatment in isolation ward of Biratnagar-based Corona Special Hospital. Main opposition party Nepali Congress demands government to make arrangement for all party monitoring in relief distribution. And doctors in Japan warn country's medical system could collapse due to the wave of new coronavirus cases. Global death toll from the coronavirus surpasses 154,000. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has congratulated and appreciated a medical team involved in the successful treatment of COVID-19 patient. In his tweet today, Prime Minister wished for good health to the woman who returned home today after a full recovery from the virus and thanked the entire medical team involved in her treatment. The COVID-19 infected woman have returned home today after complete recovery. The 19-year-old woman from Kathmandu was discharged from today at the Teku-based Shukraraj Tropical and Infectious Disease Control Hospital following 27 days treatment. According to the director of the hospital, Dr. Sagar Rajbandari, she was tested COVID-19 for 2 times in 48 hours and resulted negative and then was discharged. The girl was in the isolation wards of the hospital since 23rd March. She had returned home from France on 17th March. Likewise, a 65-year-old woman from Baglung municipality in the district has been discharged from the hospital after recovery. She is the 6th confirmed case of COVID-19 in Nepal and the 3rd to recover from it. Medical Superintendent Dr. Shailendra B. Pokhrel of Daulagiri Hospital said she has been discharged after her 17 days stay in the hospital, as the 3rd and 4th laboratory test reports showed negative for the coronavirus. The woman had arrived from Belgium via Qatar on 17th March and she was receiving treatment at the isolation wards of Daulagiri Hospital in Baglung. However, doctors have suggested her to stay in home quarantine for some days after her discharge. All the 77 districts in the country have started diagnosis of the coronavirus via the rapid diagnostic testing kits. In a regular media briefing organized by the Ministry of Health and Population today, Ministry spokesperson Dr. Vikas Devkota informed that all the districts in the country have started tests for the coronavirus via the rapid diagnostic testing kits from today. He further informed that 27,471 samples have been tested for the diagnosis of coronavirus, while 30 persons have tested positive for the virus across the country so far. He added that 8,017 samples via the PCR machine and 19,454 samples via the rapid diagnostic testing kits have been carried out so far. The ministry spokesperson further informed that 602 samples via the PCR machine and 2,889 samples via the rapid diagnostic testing kits were tested in the last 24 hours. The health ministry has clarified that some samples are being tested by the PCR machine for the confirmation after the cases tested positive by the rapid diagnostic testing kits. The ministry said 4,536 persons are in quarantine while 117 persons are receiving treatment in isolation wards across the country. The ministry has further informed that the contact tracing of the people who came into contact with the 14 new cases found yesterday has been initiated. Among 27 initiated, infected 12 persons in Biratnagar, 1 in Teku, 2 in Patan, 1 in Baglung, 5 in Dhangadi, 4 in Birganj and 2 in Bhaktapur are receiving treatment. The 3 infected persons have already returned home after complete recovery. The treatment of the 12 corona-infected persons found in Udaipur has begun at Biratnagar-based Corona Special Hospital. Health Division Chief of the Social Development Ministry of State 1 Suresh Mehta said they were brought to the hospital yesterday night by ambulance. They are now receiving treatment in the isolation wards under the direct observation of the doctors. He said the health condition of the infected is normal. However, four suspected persons who were living in them in the mosque have been sent to Morang Tandi-based quarantine. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Here we take a short break.
ल्यान्डलाइन फोनमा समस्या छ
1498 मा फोन गर्नुस्
समस्या पोस्टपेड मा नि आयो
1498 मा फोन गर्नुस्
ओहो समझे प्रीपेड को पुक नम्बर पनि चाहिए थियो
त्यसको लागि पनि 1498 मा फोन गर्नुस्
नेपाल टेलिकम को जीएसएम सीडीएमए मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइन मा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस् यो नम्बर मा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ रेस्ट अफ द न्यूज अपडेट्स A meeting of the party officials of the main opposition party Nepali Congress has demanded the government to make arrangement for all party supervision in relief distribution to people affected by the coronavirus pandemic. The opposition party's demand comes today following what it calls discrimination of relief distribution at various local levels headed by the ruling party. The meeting of the Nepali Congress held at party president Sher Bahadur Deuba's residence Balwata This evening urged the government to make the relief distribution fair, transparent and systematic. The 35 stranded people including 8 Japanese tourists who were in visit of Kanchenjunga region of Taplejung district have been sent to Kathmandu by a land route. Chief District Officer of Taplejung Dorendra Nirula informed that those tourists and their supporters stranded in the ongoing lockdown were sent to Kathmandu on Friday. Earlier, 3 tourists were rescued by the Sitaya and 2 were rescued and sent to Kathmandu by a land route. The State 5 government has started facilitating those heading to home on foot during the ongoing lockdown. The government decided to help them reach home with the availability of required food on the way. According to State 5 Chief Minister's Press Advisor Sher Bahadur KC, the government has sought coordination of local levels for the management of pedestrians who mostly include workers and students. The police held 2 women today for their alleged involvement in suspiciously throwing the banknotes on the streets of Mahabir Chowk of Janakpur Dham. Dhanusha District Police Office said that those arrested are Amunna Khatun and Elina Khatun of Janakpur Submetropolitan City 7. They have been kept in the District Police Office for necessary investigation. The 2 ladies had fled the scene after suspiciously dispersing banknotes of denomination 5, 10 and 100 rupees on Friday afternoon. Deputy Superintendent of Police Rameshwar Karki said based on the information from the locals, the police personnel had begun the investigation based on the CCTV footage. Now onto some international updates. Doctors in Japan have warned that the country's medical system could collapse amid a wave of new coronavirus cases. Officials say emergency rooms have been unable to treat some patients with serious health conditions due to the extra burden caused by the virus. Japan has surpassed 10,000 confirmed cases and more than 200 people have died with the COVID-19, and the capital Tokyo remains the worst affected area. Britain's Queen Elizabeth has asked that there will be no gun salute to mark her birthday on Tuesday following prolonged adverse condition created by the coronavirus pandemic. A BBC report states that it would be the first such request had been made in her 68-year reign. More than 14,600 people have died from the virus in Britain. Likewise, India defense officials have reported a coronavirus outbreak at a key naval base in the western city of Mumbai. 21 personnel have tested positive for COVID-19 at INS Anger, which is the seat of the forces' western command. The Navy said they had tested a number of personnel who had come into contact with the soldier who had tested positive earlier this month. South Korea has reported 18 new cases of coronavirus, its lowest daily jump since February 20. This is a continuing downward trend as officials discuss more sustainable forms of social distancing that allow some communal and economic activity. The global death toll from the coronavirus has jumped 154,000, while the infection cases have jumped 2.25 million. According to the U.S.-based Johns Hopkins University, more than 37,000 people lost their lives in the U.S. from the virus, and the infection cases have topped 700,000. Likewise, Italy has reported more than 22,700 deaths, while Spain has recorded more than 20,000 deaths from the virus infection. France has witnessed more than 18,700 deaths. Likewise, India has reported more than 14,400 infection cases and 488 deaths from the virus infection so far. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy in the hilly regions and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Brief rain or thunderstorms accompanied with lightning, gusty winds and hail are likely to occur at some places of the hilly regions. With this, we have nearly come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal, Pudisa, but before wrapping up, top stories once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli congratulates a medical team involved in the successful treatment of COVID-19 patients. Two coronavirus-infected women returned home today after complete recovery. 12 corona-infected persons found in Udaipur receiving treatment in isolation ward of Biratnagar-based Corona Special Hospital. Main opposition Nepali Congress demands government to make arrangement for all-party monitoring in relief distribution. And doctors in Japan have warned that medical system could collapse due to the wave of new coronavirus cases. Global death toll from the coronavirus surpasses 154,000. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin. For this hour, please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the morning. Stay tuned.